C-3PO?
Yeah, C-4PO. Yeah. He's actually a second cousin once removed. He's kind of explosive, honestly.
A real dramatic personality. Hey, welcome to Snackdown. I'm Justin, and this is...
Andy? And?
And we have a special guest.
Yildiz.
This is really weird. She's sitting behind me, so...
Your cameras aren't on. I can't see anyone. It's kind of a...
You can't?
No.
Oh. Let me pop this bad boy on. Bling!
Oh, God. This is so weird.
I know. I can't see her.
Can we screenshot that?
No, you can.
It's just... Yeah. It looks like I'm the conductor, and then there's a two-person orchestra, and Justin's obviously the first chair of... I don't know. You're up close, so I'm going to say piccolo... Yildiz is playing the tenor, and like you guys are just like offset. It's weird. And yeah, you're wearing the same color shirt. You're both wearing like white shirts.
it's a white Saturday.
Is this some sort of art movement that I don't get?
And we've been trying to get the microphones and the audio to work for like half an hour. We finally are able to hit record, but I can't actually hear her.
Just do producer mode / diva mode. Just take
I
one
have it
of your
now,
own.
But now I
just do it.
It's
just
very
try it.
Strange.
Just see if it I happens. It.
So it's been a long time since we recorded. We actually recorded what, like last summer, and then it took me until November or something like that to actually get it edited.
Yeah,
and a lot has happened since then.
Life's been busy and good, you know.
Yeah, I got to travel to Turkey and meet Yola's family and eat a ton of food, which I think we'll talk about some of the food. And Andy's become a sailor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we had recorded this yesterday, Andy was going to record from a boat, which would have been kind of cool.
I'm glad we didn't, actually. I think they talk so much big game about the internet at the marina, and I think I'm on a dock that just doesn't have as good of internet. It was also like 30-mile-an-hour winds on the boat yesterday.
Wow.
It was howling. Anyway.
Yeah. So... What were we doing today? Well, we're going to talk about turkey, which is why I had Yildiz on. There's a lot of different things we ate, and she was giving me like a mountain of information, and I knew I was going to skirt up, so I was like, why don't you just come on?
Look, culturally, Justin, you've been like ramping up. You've been getting there, and I thought you were just going to be a man of like such confidence, but we get to this day, and look, don't get me wrong, I love having Yildiz on, obviously, but we get to this day, and Justin's just like, I need help.
I told him, you're Turk enough. You can do it. But I'm enjoying time with you.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it would be such a headache to get one extra headphone set to connect to audio, which was a half an hour of work. So because of that, I need a drink. And that's what we're going to kind of do. So we posted this on Instagram and we did a poll to see if people wanted us to do it. And people said yes.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a post by @cocktails. They've got definitely an OG naming account. So interesting.
And they're blue checked as well.
Oh, wow. Qualified. No, not qualified.
Verified. It's verified.
Verified. I knew it ended with a fied.
Right.
So they posted a thing that was a series of pictures of wines paired with snacks. For instance, we're going to start with a Cabernet Sauvignon paired with Doritos.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I like that this is really going back to our roots. Low prep.
It really is.
No prep.
The most
Not
prep that went into this was the audio work. And considering that your snack comes in a bag, I feel like the wine should come in a bag also. So I've got some cheap old... this Cabernet Sauvignon looks like it comes in a Capri Sun juice box. So.
Oh yeah. I was looking at that. So it's like a black box, kind of like a carton.
It looks like a juice box, but it says it's from Chile. It's won 100 gold medals.
Wow. It looks like something that you would find like coconut water in.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It says one of these equals 3 glasses of wine. Also available in 3-liter boxes. So it only comes in a juice box or a box. There's no, it doesn't say anything about bottles. They went right to the cartons.
I don't know what to tell you, man. It's just high quality.
And then we paired it with a classic normal Dorito.
It's not, okay, but you don't say normal. It's like nacho cheese. It's, or if people who are more color oriented, it's red. It's red Dorito.
Yeah, it's a red Dorito with red wine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want to get going on it? You want to give it a whirl?
Yeah, let's get going on it. What wine did you get? Did you get also like a box or a bag or a can?
Oh, you know what I got? Because of the name. And it actually kind of makes sense for this episode. I mean, we didn't know Yildiz was going to be on the episode before, but I got a brand called Ménage à Trois.
So it's fitting.
Sort of not really, but you know, I don't know what
translation.
I don't know what ménage means.
Speak French?
Yeah.
So Yildiz does not know
what ménage mean? Is.
I don't know, but it means a threesome. There's no way around that.
Wow, Justin really ripped the Band-Aid off.
A ménage, I think, is like a coming together, a menagerie.
A manage.
And then trois is
like
three.
Management.
So it's
three people in management. I think that's what it means.
Mm. Here we are.
Yeah, so here's to ménage à trois and then black boxing things.
And this is pottery cups from Cappadocia, and we're going to drink our wine from them.
Oh, okay, let's have a sip real quick, and I want to talk about those cups.
Oh. Okay. It's got a
pretty
smooth frontward taste, and backwards taste is very sour.
I'm sorry.
I don't know
frontwards
what backwards taste
is. And backwards. You know what?
I almost
this
thought I
brand.
Was doing
this
something like pinky up, and my pinky.
Right. What, do you have a deflated pinky?
Yeah, when you pop the balloon, you know.
Okay, so you got those cups from where again?
Cappadocia. So Cappadocia is very well known for its pottery. There's pottery everywhere.
That's not the city or town with the Bronze Age cave people like carved living space.
Yildiz, you can talk about Cappadocia.
Yes.
Is it?
That was the yes.
You want to talk more about pottery in Cappadocia?
I do, actually. We also get a really delicious dish called tasty kebab. It also comes inside a pottery mug, I would say. And they seal the mug with the clay dough and cook it like that.
Testibaba? How do you say it?
Testy.
Testibaba.
Testy kebab.
Oh, kebab. Shit.
It's a kebab.
Oh, testy kebab. Testy kebab?
Basically, yeah.
Yes.
What type of meat is it?
It's beef, mostly.
So we did beef.
Okay.
There's like onion, tomato, veggies.
Some spices. So it's cooked inside pottery. They basically put it in the pottery. They seal it with dough. And then it's fired up in the pottery. And then when they bring it to your plate, they like crack it open. And then they pour it out.
Can you eat the dough at that point? Or is that just toast at that point?
It's black.
What's that?
It's like blackened. Okay. It's like a black seal. They crack. I could put a video up. I put it up on mine Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah. Did you take videos
delicious.
Of the
and
person
was,
doing it?
Yeah. It's. I don't think I have the actual face of the person. I have them cracking open the pottery, though.
So they didn't like crack it open, and then you were like, "Now let's see your face," and like angle up.
Yeah. I missed it. Can you go get another one and re-crack?
Yeah. So what kind of
and she
spices?
Was well known for the testy kebab. Didn't she win something? She won a contest or something like that.
Yeah, I think she won an award or something with that testy kebab and manta, Turkish manta ravioli.
Oh, so it's kind of like a ravioli
sort
of.
She also getting ready for another award with her stuffed grape leaves, dolma, dolmates.
That's the same as like Greek grape leaf rolls sort of thing.
Yeah.
Dolmades. Mm-hmm. Is that a Greek term or is that a Turkish term? Dolmades.
Dolma is Turkish. Dolmades is Greek, I guess.
And dolma, doesn't that just mean stuffed or something like that? So dolma is kind of like a broad range of different.
Yeah.
Now, is there a lot
now,
of...
Now, is sarma
we
a
actually,
type of dolma?
Yes. We actually call the grape leaf sarma.
Sarma.
It means like wrapped because like you put stuff in it and wrap the leaves.
So it's just called.
It's kind of like.
So dolma is just stuff, and then sarma means wrap. So it's like. These are just action words, right? Like for just naming.
It's kind of like sushi. Sushi refers to like the sushi rice, and then there's lots of different types of sushi. So there's lots of different types of like dolma, sarma. But.
I feel like we've talked about that years ago.
I'm going to try a Dorito.
Yeah, yeah.
And then chase it with a black box Cabernet.
Right. Is there an order that, you know, they didn't say an order of how to pair.
No.
Of like what to go first.
Said pair.
Okay. All right. Let's just kind of pair. Let's just kind of do this. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes when I get a Cabernet Sauvignon, it's like on the spicier side. I got to say, this Ménage à Trois is not that spicy, guys. I'm serious. It's like I'm not being jokey. I mean, you know, a little hint.
Dull and mundane.
There are notes like, notes of vanilla in it, so that kind of checks out.
Does it match our white shirts? We're all in white. We look like a hospital choir or something like that.
A hospital choir? Like at a psych ward?
like we just got out of our padded cells and it's like a recreation. Like,
I mean, you guys earned your time off. The talent show's tonight, you know? this is an okay pairing. I mean, this is fine. It's not doing a lot for me, to be honest. And I know technically, so to all of our...
I don't think it's clashing, though.
It's not clashing. To all the haters out there, I know you typically want to start with a lighter wine, like a white wine, and then move into red wines. But, you know, in the spirit of low prep, no prep, Justin and I both went out and got wine not that long ago. And we're just giving a little bit of extra time for the white wine to chill. So you need to chill. Listener.
Yeah, we threw it in the fridge and we started heavy.
Yeah. And if you think that I'm getting intense, it's just like, you know, our interactions with the listening community, the snack pack, has been pretty limited over the past couple of years. And that's on me. You know, it really is. But so, yeah, I just kind of have some pent up energy. Okay.
It's funny. We talk often about recording like once a month. And I think even the last one that we recorded, we're like, we can do this once a month. And we're like, all right, let's do it. And then it's like 5 months later, we're like, huh.
It's kind of like the epilogue of like a movie. Like on that episode felt like the epilogue, and it's like, and we're gonna record once a month, yeah, and like we're high-fiving, and then like it's freeze frame, and then like underneath there's a caption that is just like, Andy and Justin never did record again.
Yeah, it's definitely like when the screen goes to black and it just fills you in on the next 3 years of the story. But however, our listenership has been growing in our time off worldwide.
Why?
So hello to all our Hong Kong listeners. That's where our numbers have been shooting up. Also Germany.
Didn't we talk about maybe Snackdown being a tool for people learning English?
Oh, maybe. Hello. My name is...
Andy.
Just in case you needed a refresher course. All right, so
this was okay.
Yeah, so also Cappadocia is very well known for pottery. And a lot of people, when we went and stayed in Cappadocia, remembered Yilda. So she kind of like went around and we were like walking the streets and people were like, oh.
Really?
And they were remembering her. And we went to her friend's pottery shop and he had this cool little pottery speaker thing that he had made of just like it's like a little tunnel pottery that you stick your phone in. And it just like amplifies it just by the shape of like the cone.
He did it like
very old
just
school,
for
like
phones.
Phonograph. But yeah, it's a phonograph.
that was legitimate. That was really funny.
And everything in Cappadocia is very old, so everything is like half cave. So when you go to the restaurants, when you go to inns, when you go to anywhere, it's like all stone and built into mountain kind of, and they all have like the same kind of architecture.
I mean, they probably do have some sort of architecture as well.
Is that a thing?
Like rough? If it's something's like rough.
Oh, yeah. Nice. but yeah, it was a really cool place.
Yilda's,
and that's where we did the bucket list hot air balloon.
What's on your? What is the other thing on your bucket list?
I did the pie in the face.
Is sailing one?
Sailing?
Yeah, I guess not.
No.
No.
I forget what the other ones were.
Northern Lights.
I'd love to see the Northern Lights.
Yeah, go on over to Reykjavik.
I want to meet another Justin Wisman, so that'd be kind of cool. See what he's doing with the name.
You want to do what?
Meet another person with my same name.
Would talking to that person like online, would that count?
Maybe.
At what point would you like seek to make it count without actually meeting that person? Like a video call, that'd be an easy one. If you just kind of like message them and be like, send me some of your hair. Like if like that would work.
Well, that's weird. I was thinking though, like if you were going to steal someone's identity, wouldn't it be much easier if you weren't very experienced to find someone with your same name? Because you already have your driver's license and
If you weren't very experienced, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know, hacking and all that stuff, but I could go to the bank and say, I'm Justin Westman, I left my card, here's my driver's license.
Oh, to like steal an identity, I guess. I don't know, man. I think you're overthinking it. Just go for the hair through the mail ding. If you're just trying to go like checking a box, like that's way easier of a bet. And I don't think it's a felony to send hair through the mail.
We could try.
So speaking of hair through the mail, do you want to try our next snack and drink combo?
Sure. Yeah, let's try our next one. Final thoughts on Dorito Cabernet?
It's fine. It's fine.
I'm actually going to try.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to half chew some Dorito. I'm going to have both in my mouth at the same time.
You're going to do like a red wine Cheeto or a red wine and Dorito slurry? That's pretty foul, man.
Oh.
I think they paired these two because
that was not good.
Maybe nacho cheese is supposed to have like a tomato-y base, sort of.
You think they based on the color of bag?
Yeah, honestly, that's probably it. It's okay.
All right, let's grab another one.
Let's take a break.
The old snap of the finger.
Oh, yeah, let's do a snap. Yeah, yeah, not a real
little
break.
Snap of the finger, and which combination are we going to do next?
I'll tell you off the pod.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we'll have a different combination. I'll snap my fingers, and here we go! And we're back.
I liked it.
Nice. So we're going to do a rosé with Cape Cod chips.
Woo-hoo!
And I accidentally bought salt and vinegar Cape Cod chips.
You got which kind?
Salt and vinegar Cape Cod on accident.
Well, guess what, Justin?
I don't buy it.
Did you too?
So I got a regular and then a salt and vinegar. But I left the regular downstairs, and I've got salt and vinegar as well.
Nice, sweet.
Let's do this.
All right.
This is a real crinkly episode.
Oh, yeah. It's crunch-tastic.
Sorry in advance.
So, what's sorry in advance? Oh, the crinkles. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. I usually listen to the podcast with my AirPods.
Mm.
So it would be
so
weird
as a listener,
to like, listening.
With the crinkles?
Mm-hmm.
As a listener, how are the munchies, the food crunches?
I think people like them. Yeah.
Some people.
I think, honestly, Justin, I got to be honest. I don't think people like hearing us like talking to each other and catching up. I think they're really in it for two things. One.
Get the food in your mouth.
One, ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
Two.
Okay, let's do it then.
Can we do a triple.
Learning English.
Like triple bite? A triple bite?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dolby Surround ASMR Crunch.
Chew.
Ready? Three.
Triple chew.
Two. One. Wowza, coming
and
in hot to Beijing.
A sip.
Or Hong
Three,
Kong.
Two.
One.
One.
Eh. Eh. I could do this. I could do
this. Clear your palate.
Yeah.
I think each wine clears the palate.
Uh-huh. I feel like I'm on a dock in Canada with like the salt and vinegar and the rosé. And I got all the doors open in our house.
How cold is it there or warm?
It's like 62.
Hmm. It's in the 20s here and it's snowy.
Gross. Depression sprinkles.
All right, let's talk a little bit about our trip to Turkey.
Yes. Yeah, so okay.
So,
we
ate a lot of food.
Where did, are we speaking chronologically?
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say.
Did we start in the town of Caves?
Like, how we ate our way through Turkey. And we're obviously going to miss some things. But when we got there... we went to Istanbul. We were in Istanbul for 5 days. Then we went to Cappadocia for 3 days. And then we came back to Istanbul for a couple days. When we got there, we ate with her family and we had...
Lahmacun.
Lahmacun.
That's why I'm here.
We drank...
Ayran. Ayran is a yogurt drink, which is my favorite.
It's like salty milk.
We had it before, right?
It's a salty yogurt drink.
It's weird. Like... It's not refreshing, I don't think. But I think it pairs well with food.
It can be refreshing. Isn't there a way to pair it?
You're shaking your head. I can see behind me.
There was a minty Ayran.
That is refreshing.
There was a minty Ayran, right?
Yes.
We had that on the episode, right?
That's my favorite.
I don't know.
We had that on the turkey episode.
So, Yildiz, what occasion do you drink Ayran? Or is it like every meal? Like, is it just a normal, like...
I can drink it with every meal. I can drink it by itself. It doesn't have to be.
I bet.
I'm not a huge lover of it, but I don't hate it. I think it paired well with food, but...
It does, yeah.
As I've had said before, I wouldn't come in from like a hot lawn mow and sip some Ayran.
There, Justin's like, there I be coming in from a hot lawnmower. Who phrases it like that?
With the
What's your refreshing drink?
Me?
After
Me?
Hot lawnmower. Both of you.
Water, a beer, a cold beer.
A light cold beer.
Anything that's on ice, and I wouldn't put a yogurt drink in ice.
I mean, I bet the people drinking Iron all the time probably have like pretty good gut flora. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think in America we're not used to drinking savory drinks.
You also don't eat enough yogurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a as we go through the food,
truth,
you'll realize how much yogurt we have because almost I feel like almost every option of food you can have it like with yogurt.
Mm.
But anyways, we had lahmacun, which we had on our old Turkish episode. If you go back and listen. Which is kind of like that thin pizza shape with like meat and spices on it.
Yeah.
And then you roll
that was awesome,
parsley,
dude.
Onions, and sumac in, which is delicious. We also had chi kofte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your mom make that or was it
no.
bought? And what is chi kofte?
Chi means raw, kofte means meatball, but chi kofte represents bulgur meatball. They used to put meat in it. Like raw meat, and they would put the spice and like knead like for hours, like cook the meat with the spices and salt. So it was kind of raw milk. I mean meat.
Now it's with bulgur wheat.
Yes,
hmm.
But very thin.
Mm-hmm.
What Yilda sent me is that you usually do bulgur wheat. It's like a tomato paste, which we use a lot in Turkish cooking. There's like garlic, onion, and then hot red pepper flakes. So some chi kofte is pretty spicy, which I really like. We got some. So in New Jersey, where my aunt and uncle live, we visited them. And in New Jersey, near New York City, it's like probably part of New York City, but in the New Jersey side, there's a large population of Turkish people. Mm. And so there's lots of, there's actually like a market, Turkish market there, and lots of Turkish restaurants. But we got some chi kofte near my aunt and uncle's house. And it was actually really spicy, but it was delicious.
Okay, so travel hype aside, if you are able to isolate it, there's a Turkish restaurant in, or Mediterranean restaurants, certainly, with some Turkish foods in Syracuse. Is that correct?
I would say there's nothing Turkish in Syracuse, okay. But there is in Rochester.
Okay, so you have been to the one in Rochester, and then you're saying you've been to the one in Jersey. I would assume maybe you've been to the one in, because you guys went to Boston recently too, right? Does
when
any
we go
of that
to Boston,
food...
we just fill up on seafood.
Oh, okay. Smart, wise. Does any of that compare to eating Turkish food in Turkey?
No.
No.
But I would say the closest you can get is if you go to New Jersey.
Yeah.
Because even there, they had a Turkish
bakery. Could you imagine?
So we were able to get simit, which is one of Yilda's favorite.
What is that?
It's like a, what would you call it? Sesame bagel?
Bagel. Mm. Like thinner than bagel.
It's
maybe like
thinner
crispier?
In a big circle. It's like a bagel looks like a donut, like you just barely cut the hole out.
Mm-hmm.
But a simit is like a hula hoop, like a.
Okay. It's a lot thinner.
But like it could fit around
your
wrist.
You don't cut it the same
basically.
Though, do you? You don't slice it.
They
like...
must. I think they form it into a circle. Whereas like a bagel, I feel
no,
like
no,
is
I
like
mean, like,
part of the process.
You don't like slice that in half and then throw it in the oven or in the toaster, right?
No, you probably
no.
Don't. You just
it,
eat
it's
it.
Kind of street food.
You just kind of
like
rip
it
off
it.
And eat it.
Like when we were walking around Istanbul, like we would always stop at like a little cart.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of like little street carts. So we've got simit, and nice. They also sell a couple other pastries. What was the sweet bread that your mom got? It's kind of like
achma.
Achma?
Yeah, it was like fluffier.
It's like a fluffy kind of like it has sweetie. A little bit of sweetness to it, like little pastries. Which speaking of pastries, what was the morning breakfast pastry that I had that had some like?
Oh, it's suburi. Burek is like a general name of the pastries. Suburi is. They form the dough with water,
mm-hmm.
So that's why we call it suburi.
Hmm.
But it's really delicious.
Mm-hmm. And it had what did it have like some greens in it and some cheese?
Yeah, you can have it with like cheese or like spinach and cheese, or just like meat in it.
It was kind of like thin layered, almost like wasn't there kind of like layers to it, like flaky layers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes. Like a phyllo dough sort of.
Yeah, kind of like that. Think of like a. Is there egg in it? Kind of like an eggy.
Yeah.
Eggy morning baklava.
An eggier baklava?
Something
that's awesome.
Softer than baklava.
Yeah, it's like an eggy version of a layered cheesy greens baklava. So
how nuts, well, that's not a baklava joke, but how, okay, how wild did you go? And I'm talking to the acapella psych ward again. How crazy did you go about the baklava there? Was it amazing, Justin?
Oh, it was delicious.
Did you like?
So we had lots of baklava.
Was every single baklava spot like a hit, or was there just like one that was just delicious. Like? Have you dialed in your refined taste for baklava?
I think they're all very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So like, if you go to the spice market, it's huge. It's hard to tell the difference between store to store, though. They all sell similar things, and they all really look similar. I'm sure if you were going there often, you would kind of find the best. But it's the same as like if you go here to like a farmer's market.
Right. You'll have your favorites eventually.
You see carrots and tomatoes here. You see carrots and tomatoes there. Uh-huh. You see, you know. So maybe if you go enough, you might know, oh, this person's tomatoes are slightly better. But going for a first time, you know, you're kind of overwhelmed and it all looks very similar. There's not like, they're not like super unique from shop to shop. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But everything we tasted was delicious. And we had a lot of lokum, which is basically what Turkish Delight is kind of like a lokum.
Turkish Delight, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a lokum. But there's many, many different types of lokum.
I don't even know the consistency of a Turkish Delight. It's been a while. A taffy? It's not a taffy, is it?
Jello.
No, right. Yeah, it's a lot squishier. Okay.
It's squishier, yeah.
Wow.
But there were some harder locums, and some of them have, like, nuts in them, and...
like, different flavors, like mint, pistachio, rose, I don't know.
I have a question, and it's a cultural question. So Turkey has a pretty strong Islamic influence, is that correct?
Correct.
So, you know, are there any, like, Islamic, like, what Islamic influences did you experience, Justin, or Yıldız, did you experience as you went back, if anything?
It's probably hearing ezan 5 times a day.
Sure.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, calling. Loudspeaker, yeah. Just going for it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that was the thing that I noticed the most.
Just woke Justin out
and
of
it's
the
crazy
slumber.
Like no matter where you are no matter where you are in that country, whether you're way out in the middle of like nowhere, you can hear the prayers, and it's 5 times a day, very early in the morning and at night. And I would assume you get used to it. I was kind of used to it by the end, but not enough to like ignore it, you know what I mean?
You were like getting there,
and it's
right,
it's interesting to like when you look around, no one really notices it. And it's interesting to know that, like, I mean, Yıldız grew up with it for her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Yıldız, I don't know if I ever asked you, but, like, is it weird living in a country where you don't hear it? Or was it weird going back and being like, oh, yeah, this is home? Or did you not even notice it?
First, it's not weird living without it. And I just realized how loud was it? Like, where we stay with my parents, it was, like, summer, windows open, like every time when we hear the prayers, it was like very loud,
like 60 decibels, like just like
it'd be like pause the TV show because you couldn't hear it.
And let
my
me
mom
just
works
captions
as
you,
a call
sure.
center agent.
Oh yeah,
at
yeah.
home, uh-huh. like works at home. So every time she hears the praying, she takes like time off.
She has to like log out or just take a break. Yes. I mean, but it's, I'm sure they probably like work it in, right? Interesting.
It's cool though.
So that's like the biggest influence. There wasn't any like, you know, no, like you didn't have to wear any like head covering or anything like that. Like
we did when you, so we went to a couple mosques.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And
yeah,
to
sure.
go inside, you have to be covered.
Yeah. You too? You wore a head covering?
I didn't wear a head covering, but me and my dad had to wear,
skirts, I would
like
say.
A skirt kind of,
because they were wearing shorts, they needed to like wear long pants.
Yeah, and they provide that because it's, I mean, it's Istanbul, so it's a very like tourist heavy spot and people want to go in. So like Yıldız and my mom would and her mom would put on like the, they would provide
a
like
covering of some sort.
It's not really a hijab because a hijab's different, but they would provide a covering and like,
but it's just to visit inside the mosque.
And me and my dad put on something too, and you don't wear shoes inside.
But
other
no...
than that, like in the culture in the city, no, like we didn't. And again, Istanbul is a very modern city.
Mm-hmm.
So
I would say the further east you'd go, maybe exactly. the stronger
the further
influence.
East you'd go, there'd be a lot more stronger Islamic and like cultural influence mm-hmm. there. But Istanbul is like, you know, if you're going to like New York City, it's
right.
not only is it touristy, but it's more Western.
Yep.
It's more European. So
was there a lot of alcohol around?
No, like obviously there's raka, which we had.
Hell yeah, you did.
Hell so yeah. Woo!
Raka. I'm not saying it right. How do you say
that?
It?
We had a
raka.
Raka.
And then like an raka. Raka. No. Okay, I'll try it again.
People are here to learn English.
No, I'm just kidding.
We didn't have a wedding ceremony. We had like a wedding reception there.
Yeah.
Where we drank raka. I had a little too much raka. I was dared to chug my raka.
Of course.
And they didn't think I would because it was mostly full and I did. So that was fun. But
dude,
when we had raka.
I bet raka could give like quite the hangover. There's like so much going on. It's like milky, you know, like when it reacts with water.
I don't think I
had
a hangover though.
He doesn't remember the desserts though.
I don't remember the desserts. Yeah.
You like wasted like a kind of an entire evening on raka.
Yeah. It's a great series of pictures of Yilda's face watching me chug the raka though. It's worth it.
He was watermeloning.
That's something that our listeners don't know and don't need to know, the watermelon
no.
story. But
code name watermelon.
But when we had raka one other time, we'll talk about this. What was the place we went where we barbecued our own meats?
We called it ojakbashi, which is like fireside, you would say.
Oh, you just had a campfire going essentially, and then you're just like.
No, it's inside the restaurant. I would say it's like a Turkish hibachi.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, but you do it yourself, and it's charcoal, and you sit on a table.
It's kind of like Korean barbecue, right?
With charcoal, but then it like funnels up, you know, it has like a, obviously an vent, because you have to if you're doing charcoal fire yeah. inside. And each like table has their own. And then you basically go to the counter, pick the meats you want to barbecue, and then you just go. And we had some interesting things, but we also had raka there, which was cool. But since we're talking about it, what did we eat, Yildiz?
I think we tried kidney.
Nice.
Liver. Like we tried like real
I wanted
stuff.
To go a little weird. So we had a testicle too. I forget which.
Yes, we did the testicle and tenderloin wrap. And we ordered some
okay.
like metzes.
Okay, so you did have a testi kebab.
No.
Nice.
I was like making a joke earlier and you guys actually had a testicle over a fire. Okay? And Justin yeah. Justin kind of gave me this like, come on, dude, be like reverent, all right? Like, don't like disrespect another culture.
To my point, I didn't understand the joke.
Come on, it was a testicle joke. How long have we been doing this podcast for?
Yeah. It was pretty good, though. I mean, it was like a more tender chicken.
Nice. The testicle yeah. was. What type of testicle yeah. was it?
I would say...
I don't remember.
You don't have to say if it was a left or a right testicle. Like, what animal did it come
from? I can't remember. I think it was a goat or a lamb, I would assume.
What?
I think I would know if it was a bull or something like that.
Well, let's take a break on that.
But do you remember the medzes we had, Yildiz, there? We had some really good
kinda
ones.
I kind of do, yeah. We ordered something just like salted garlic, kind of.
What?
Like we... ate a lot of garlic.
It was just, you were just and eating like cloves of garlic, like salted.
Yeah, and but it was like a little bit of
like roasted,
almost like marinated, I guess. Mm. And then it was like served, and you just eat the garlic.
Mmm.
And we had a, like yogurt meze, of course.
Yeah.
Because I'm obsessed with yogurt, and we call it atom. And you just kind of like salted the red peppers. Like dried red peppers, and just pour it the drained yogurt.
It was delicious.
Huh. So it's hot and calm at the same bite.
Huh. So it's like soothing and then also spicy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because there's like the pepper oil on it, mm-hmm. but then there's like also peppers.
Right, and then there's
and
also
then
like
yogurt.
Kind of like
and yogurt,
the yogurt
pairs really well with spicy because, like I said, a lot of Turkish dishes are paired with yogurt,
mm-hmm.
and there's like a yogurt. Either you put yogurt on top or there's yogurt on the side. And then there's lots of, they use a lot of red chili flakes and hot pepper paste in cooking.
What? So
it mixes really well with the yogurt.
So each culture has different types of like spiciness, right? And like by different types, I mean like certainly different degrees of spiciness, but also spiciness that is can be brief, can be building, can be long-standing. Like what is the essence of like Turkish spices or not spices, but spiciness? Is it like kind of a long-standing spiciness, or is it like short
they have lots of
and abrupt and brief?
So there's lots of different. I think it's a really broad range. I won't narrow it down because yeah. there's depending on the region of Turkey, there's lots of different types of peppers and chili.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to Adana is a region in Turkey, and like their kebabs are known for being spicy,
mm-hmm.
and they probably use different peppers from that region. Mm. The spices that I get, I use a website called Burlap and Barrel.
And yeah, you can told me about that, right?
Yeah, you can get spices and it will tell you like where, like directly where you came from.
Yeah.
And you can get different pepper flakes from different regions of Turkey from different peppers. So like, I think the peppers are very broad mm-hmm. and the spice is very broad in Turkey. So I wouldn't say like if you're talking about Mexico or certain things right. like that, there's very specific peppers and their spices like I think a little bit more defined. Whereas I think in Turkish cooking, there's like, you can go from like a subtle spice with just generic like a red pepper flakes or whatever to like specific peppers. Because we were at the spice market and I was looking for spices for my friend who likes, he's from Chile and he's always looking for like hot spices.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked like, what's your hottest spice? And so he brought us to this one and we're like on a scale of 1 to 10.
Who's your friend? Who's your friend?
Edgar.
Okay, you can just say his name out loud. He's been on the pod. Right? Or no, yeah, he has not been on the pod.
We've talked about
him on the pod. Yeah, you can just say his name.
So we were like, what's on a scale of 1 to 10, how hot is this? And I think he said it was an 11. And we're like, oh, great.
You're like, oh, great sales. Great advertising there.
Yeah, so then we like went and got some other stuff. And then I was like, I got to get that. Uh-huh. So we got that. And it is a delicious spice. It is very, very, very hot. You only need a few specks of it on something to give it heat, but it does a lot of spice that is very, very hot. That's just like fire
mm-hmm.
has no flavor. You know, it just goes right to heat. And a lot of people don't like that. It's like heat burning for no reason. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. No flavor, yeah. But this is like really flavorful, but very, very hot. You only need a little tiny bit of it.
Huh.
So you can go from that, which is very, very spicy to, you know, just, like they use red pepper flakes like we do here. And their red pepper flakes in Turkey are different than ours because their red pepper flakes don't have seeds, whereas ours do. Like if you look at a jar of red pepper flakes.
Yeah, it's full of seeds.
It's ground up. Yeah, and theirs does not.
Why not?
So it's kind of interesting. I don't know. That's just how they.
They're like, this is trash. We're not going to give you seeds. Why do we do that?
Yeah. What was the other things we ate while we're at the barbecue? Wasn't there one more thing with beans or something?
No, it was greens. We call it deniz börüncesi. Börülce, sorry.
What is
it? It's kind of seaweed.
Oh, like actual seaweed?
Not like a big leaf. It's like a small like branches kind of.
Like kelp? You said not a big leaf, like tiny little branches?
Mm-hmm.
Like little beany kind of branches.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like a little thee bean.
Yeah. It was delicious. It was a great meal.
Yeah.
And pretty much anywhere you're eating in Cappadocia, you have a nice view. Because they always try to like face the restaurants out to like yeah. the big openness.
To the valleys, yeah.
To the valleys.
That's awesome. Cool. Let's snap it in.
Yeah, let's snap in the next one.
Ready?
You want to do the snap?
Yeah. Yeah, let's see. Let me just like warm cool. it up. Okay, ready? We
are
back!
Nice. That's part of our psych ward choir.
Yeah.
The hospital choir.
Yeah.
We forgot our...
Is the a cappella group called We're Psyched? Okay.
Nice. We forgot the Pinot Grigio in the freezer, so it's kind of frozen.
In the freezer.
This is a Pinot Grigio and a Pringles.
Mm.
I'm not a big Pringles guy, are you?
Oh, yeah. I love Pringles. Pringles are actually kind of dangerous if you think about it, because I like to eat Pringles when I'm on a road trip, and if I'm driving, I get like Pirate Army, like I just, it gets stuck, is my point.
There's not a lot of flavor.
So, I agree.
Is it a little cardboardy?
Mm-hmm. But I think in that same sense, I think the Pringle is just like a vehicle for tasting the Pinot Grigio. Pinot Grigios are delicate as well. So, you know?
Let's try it.
Do you think they'll ever change the Pringles logo to like a different style of mustache?
No, and I hope they don't.
I think there's a big opportunity there.
I don't think
like,
there's a problem
with it. Could you imagine like handlebar mustache Pringles or...
Todd should just write in nonstop.
Handlebar Pringles.
Yeah. Hey, so a couple things. Kaylin and I, we went on the first vacation that we've been on together, like a true like get out of Dodge vacation since our first kid was born.
And where'd you go?
We went to a place called St. Lucia.
Now, someday, would you be able to sail there?
Would I be able to sail there? Yeah. So technically, I could sail there right now. Technically.
And the name of your boat?
No Bad Days! It's No Bad Days.
I did like the cut of Andy's jib, though, the other day. He showed me a video of it.
Yeah, thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah, and I gotta say, like, having a sailboat is just gonna be, it's just gonna be awesome, right? Like, we are very lucky to be doing this. We did take the kids off of sports for this time, because honestly, sports for kids are just wild. Right? And you just like hyper focus your kids on all sports. And like, I don't know. It's just at the end of the day, like, say you go into college and play sports, a fraction of the kids play sports in college, even a smaller fraction play sports and get a scholarship. And then like, it just keeps whittling down. So I want my kids to be all arounders.
You want your kids to be seamen?
I want my kids to be seamen. Yeah. That's what it really boils down to. But Justin and Yildiz are going to come down this spring, and they're going to sail with us. We've got some...
But I distracted you from talking about St. Lucia. Mm. I talked about sailing to St. Lucia. So
that's okay. Sidebar. Hold on. We're just sidebarring on sailing. That's fine. That's good.
But I want to know, since it's a food podcast, what was the best thing you ate while in St. Lucia?
Okay, so honestly, there's... there's like a salted fish dish, and it's made with, I want to say, like cabbage or I think like green figs as well. It's just like a kind of a starchy sort of sliced kind of meal with like peppers as well. And they're kind of like grilled in or like, you know, pan or like sauteed in. And then they take salted fish. So like a white fish that's been salted, and then they'll kind of... desalinate it by like maybe putting it in water and kind of heating it up, and then you kind of desalinate it to how much you to your liking, and then they served it with fresh lettuce and tomatoes and something else, and then I think they're called fresh bakes, so like they're just like little kind of dense biscuits. But that was honestly my favorite dish.
Delicious.
So it was an awesome week. It really was.
What'd you drink there? Is there like a
Rum punch.
Classic cocktail or, oh yeah, rum punch.
Yeah, we had rum punch. And they had like the nutmeg kind of like stirring in the bottom and stuff. And there wasn't like a specific like St. Lucian cocktail. But I want to talk about sailing, Justin.
Speaking of sailing and fish, one of the things we ate. I'll tie the two threads together.
Okay.
In a sailor's knot.
Oh, that's not a knot. There's like a million knots that sailor.
It's called balık ekmek.
And a sailor is the knot.
Which, yeah. So balık ekmek, which literally means fish bread.
Fish friend?
Fish sandwich.
Oh, fish sandwich.
Or fish sandwich. Okay. So there's a specific part of Turkey. What is it? The port?
It's in Istanbul called Eminönü.
And they make these fish sandwiches, and they usually serve them like right off the boat.
Nice.
So they kind of have like a restaurant area. So there's like seating and all that.
Yeah.
But they're like on the boat. Like they will pull their boat up and then they make the sandwiches or whatever from like the fresh catch. And then they basically, you pay and hand it off over the boat.
Wow.
And so we got some of that, I think like the first day, because we had watched some videos and stuff, and that's such like a famous thing. So we went and got some fish, and also Yildiz. One of the main things she misses living in Syracuse is seafood, fish in particular.
So was it fried fish you're getting off the boat, or grilled, or what?
Grilled.
It's grilled.
They
it's
do
not fried.
They both, don't... I guess, but yeah, mostly grilled.
Mostly
so they
grilled.
Have a grill on the boat, essentially.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
It kind of reminds me of the donut episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just a big, almost like a hibachi style grill. They've got lots going on.
My skin's melting off.
Really quick. And it was like fish, and I think there's like onions and maybe some green.
Oh, yeah.
Greens. And then they put it right in the sandwich and just
wow.
Give it to you. And we had a pickle juice with it, like a
pickle
drink.
Pickle juice, yes.
You had a pickle back?
It was pink, and there's like pickles and...
Is it pink from like red onions or something? Or
what's it called, your Liz?
Beet.
Oh, from beets. Okay, beets? Of course. Yeah. That would make sense.
Pickles and beets.
So you had like a fish sandwich and peppers. A salty borscht, essentially?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
It's delicious.
Yelled is just matter of fact. Yeah, that's what we had.
How do you think the... What are we doing right now?
Pinot Grigio, Pringles. It's fine.
Oh, Pringles.
It's just fine. I haven't had like a single... like. I mean, these aren't knocking me out, but they're knocking me up, I guess.
So far, I think this list is a little bit of BS. Like I said, I guess nothing's clashing. But I don't think any flavors are being brought out in either spectrum.
I can't believe this was from... Cocktails verified blue check mark. You know what I mean?
No.
That's pretty surprising.
I feel like you can put out anything, though. Like, it's kind of gimmicky. We already knew that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But, I felt like there was going to be like
people,
a little...
Not many people are going to go out and actually do it. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like a, oh, that's funny.
Right. I mean, yeah, no. I kind of thought there was going to be one surprise. And I honestly don't think...
there's one left, so there might be.
You think that we're going to get it on the one left?
No. Fair. So... I want to talk about some of the things. We had three sandwiches in Turkey that are very famous. Two of them were on Taste Atlas Best Sandwiches in the World. One of them is rated the best sandwich in the world.
At so a specific like, I have to get spot that. Or just overall?
Overall, like
the best
in
sandwich
Turkey.
In the world. Okay.
So one of them was it called the tombik, right?
Tombik?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Tombik is name of the bread.
Mm.
It's like shawarma sandwich, doner sandwich.
It's a what
but
sandwich?
But tombik is like different kind of like sandwich bread.
You know, like a doner. Doner.
Yeah.
You know gyro?
Yeah.
Doner is like thinner cuts than gyro. And we, instead of like a pita bread, we put it in a like sandwich bread.
So you said gyro. Do people call it gyro in Turkey?
No, actually. Actually, someone fixed that when we were in Boston. We went to a Greek restaurant with Justin's uncle and aunt, and that lady from Greece, and she said they pronounce it gyro.
Gyro, yeah. I never know, like, do you ever get that, like, kind of imposter syndrome when you're speaking or trying to, like, pronounce things in a different language? Like, I feel like you're not going to go to, like, Starbucks and be like, yes, medium coffee, venti, whatever, and then one croissant. It's just tough, right?
Creasel.
Yeah, like you get into like the...
It happens to me every day.
Right, I'm sure it does.
So a tombik is a variety of doner kebab where the shredded meat is stuffed in a bun-shaped flatbread known as a pide ekmek. The bread has a crispy exterior and a soft interior. Mm. The dish is typically served with additional ingredients, usually tomatoes, onions, lettuce, assorted vegetables, and sauces.
So by
it was delicious, although the tombik we ate did not have true tombik bread, which is like the main thing that had tombik. But I did have tombik bread later at the airport.
Right before we leave.
So was it, well, Yıldız, you're the judge of this. Did it feel like it was the authentic tombik experience? Was it like legit? Was
I don't think
good?
I had it.
At the airport?
Yeah.
No, because I think it was chicken. Sure.
Yeah, I don't think I truly had an authentic tombik.
But like you
experience.
Had to like piece
but
together.
But I did have very,
like,
very
the qualities
good.
Of like all the stuff in it, and then you got at the airport, you kind of got the real bread. So you had to like sort of you got to merge memories right there, right?
Yeah, I have to merge those memories in my brain. Yeah, mm-hmm. But the meat was good, and
the
meat...
first one we eat was like a very famous place near Grand Bazaar, so it was really delicious.
Yeah, we had a doner kebab in a like wrap instead of like a. Like instead of like the tombik, and that was one of the best things I ate.
Huh.
It was so good, and we had that was also the first time I experienced media, which was like my favorite thing.
Is that
there. I think you ate the media in the first day?
Is that the place in between the two car lanes where you're not supposed to really be?
No, that's the media, Andy. Media is it's a street food.
Right. I was right about the street part. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, it's in the middle of the street. And, no.
It's mussels.
Mussels. Mm. And it's they have like these huge bowls just full of cooked media, and you go up and you'll just start eating them, and then you basically pay for however many you ate. But it's mussels, and it's cooked with, you want to say?
Yes, it's like spicy rice.
Mm.
You like a lot of black peppers.
Spice.
I forget what was that. There's like currants in it. Mm. Cinnamon. I think that's
so
it. That, like,
so the,
but
so
a
the
lot
mussels
of like
are
black
in like
peppers.
A bed
the
of...
rice is almost like black.
She wrote here pine nuts, cinnamon, onion, allspice, currants, black pepper. And so it's all cooked in the rice. The mussels are cooked in it, but it's in the shell still.
Uh-huh.
So basically he'll take the top off and then scoop it so you can just like kind of like swallow it down. And then he'll squeeze a ton of fresh lemon juice on it.
Mm.
And it's delicious. I just wanted to stand there and keep eating.
That sounds amazing. What, like, I mean, did you get like the full seafood experience? Like, or it doesn't sound like it.
I still don't think we had a ton of seafood. I think we had media, which is mussels. We had the fish sandwich. Not much other seafood.
Mm.
And that's mostly probably because of me. I had a large list of food I wanted to eat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a schedule.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to eat like kebabs and stuff. Another sandwich we had was an Islak burger, which is famous, which is like a burger that's like soaked. It's like a wet burger. And it's like,
that doesn't sound
like
good.
The bun is wet.
The wet burger?
Yeah, it's a like it's the burger is a spice burger, but then it's cooked in like tomato paste kind of,
mm-hmm.
and then the bun is also wet in like cooked in tomato paste, mm. and then you like eat it like it's kind of a wet.
Okay, that sounds kind of kick ass. Yeah,
so it's delicious. And then another sandwich that was on that 50 best sandwiches in the world was
kumru.
A kumru, which was a. What was that? It was, what, sliced sujuk, kind of?
Yeah, sausages, sujuk, and cheese.
It looks very interesting. Like, there's, like, just the texture of the sandwich is funny. Mm. But we had a funny experience while we were there because in Turkey, there's a lot of sparkling water, which is great. Everywhere you go, they'll offer you sparkling water. And we went there, and we were waiting for our sandwich, and we asked for sparkling water, and I think there was none in their cooler. And so the guy went out, and he had, like, a big package of, you know, like 24 single glass sparkling waters
or whatever.
He was like bringing in more,
mm-hmm.
and they were opening up the cooler to put more in, and he dropped some and they exploded and there was flying glass all over like the restaurant.
Oh, because it was like pressurized water.
Yeah, so some like hit me, there was like glass on like the table. I'm like, here's glass.
You'll just like got a tourniquet.
The cook,
man down,
the cook was bleeding, his arm was bleeding. So they went over and like they were like wrapping it out, and I was like,
"The cook was bleeding." Were you like, "Hey, what can you make me?" He's like, "I can make you a wet hamburger." And you're like,
"It's like, well,
it's just like dripping."
It's a very small restaurant. There was probably three people working. I think mm-hmm. there was like the lady that took our order. There was the cook, and then there was the guy that was like loading up the water or whatever. And the cook. You know, it's like, it's not a Subway, but like, you know how they're like right there behind the counter kind of cooking?
Yeah.
So he was like cooking right back there.
Uh-huh.
So when it exploded and it was everywhere, I was like, do we eat? Is there glass in the meat we're eating? And I was like, screw it. I really want to eat this thing. And it was delicious. It was a great sandwich.
That's awesome. Speaking of beverages like sparkling water, let's take a quick little snippy snap.
Yeah, let's go to the last one.
Yildiz, you want to snap us in?
Yes. What was that?
I have no idea. So, we've got Prosecco.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be Ruffles, but Andy went rogue.
What did you do?
Lay's. Ruffles.
Okay.
Prosecco and Ruffles.
Is it because it's just crispier? I went Lay's. Potato chips, just classic potato chips.
I don't question the masters, the verified blue check.
Okay, you know what? I'll say this. If you are... No, I'm not going to say it. I'll say it afterwards. Let's try it first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it.
Sure.
I dig it.
Yeah,
pretty good. Good. Like, really good pairing.
See, I think the ruffle, the bumps of the chip, mimic the bubbles in the Prosecco.
How is this the best pairing? This is insane. This is bullshit how good the pairing is. So Justin and Yildiz are going to come down in a couple weeks, correct? They're going to see a little bit of Raleigh, and then we're going to skip over to the boat. And then, what I would like to do and hopefully, and maybe this is like motivation for me, I'd like to put crab pots out and then go sailing for a while. And then I would like to, I'd like to eat some, get some crabs. Anyway, it'll be a lot of fun.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Well, there's lots of food that we didn't talk about, but there's no way we'd ever talk about everything.
I mean, like,
I did go to, we did go to a Michelin star restaurant when we were there in Turkey, which is great.
Was it, it was a Turkish, I mean, I feel like Michelin restaurants aren't going to do a Turkish traditional, right?
It was like a 7 or 8 course tasting menu.
Okay.
And it was Turkish dishes, basically deconstructed, kind of, and like made into.
You said deconstructed?
Things. Yeah.
Okay. They didn't do the thing. You know the thing that they're showing on the social medias right now, where someone takes like baklava and then they like take it apart and then they like add like a cream sort of thing and then they add it back, they squish it back onto it and then they like serve it to you like your that. Mouth like the.
I mean,
like
these were like. Small bite thing. Okay. You know, Salt Bay is in Istanbul, which I didn't really know.
Really?
Yeah, it's in Istanbul.
Yildiz just did a Salt Bay.
So proud.
Sort of hand motion.
So proud. Mm-hmm.
That was like, Turkey. That was like not far off from, Justin, remember when you did like a little hand motion where you're just like that? You kind of did like the little talon grab thing?
Yeah.
That was like an episode
for your
four.
Goldfish memory. That was a good memory.
Thanks, man.
One of the things we had, what was the hangover food that we had?
A slack burger also, wet burger also, hangover food.
Wet burger?
Oh, kokoreç.
Kokoreç.
It's like lamb offal, which I don't exactly know. Maybe it's just intestines.
Yeah.
And it's like wrapped on a skewer, but I had it like in a sandwich. And it's like spices like oregano, cumin, and chili flakes. And... we went to a pretty famous place for it. It's a very unique taste. It's a little bit bitter, I would say.
So the wet burgers are islak?
Islak burgers, yeah.
Islak?
I made one at home once. It was delicious.
They look great.
So
there's
says,
also another wrap we ate called tantuni.
Huh.
It's either chicken or beef. Cut it into small pieces, cooked with tomato and like onions and sumac. It's a like really thin wrap.
Tantuni. So I'm looking at tantuni. Tantuni. And...
tantuni.
Oh, I see it now. Yeah, yeah.
Is it like a tan guy named Tony?
It's like a ground. It's like a ground meat.
Yeah, it's good. The tantuni was really good wrap, and Yildiz had hers covered in yogurt and a little bit of like red
tomato sauce, kind of
tomato paste sauce.
Nice.
Red pepper flakes kind of thing. It's delicious. The kokoreç is lamb or goat intestines wrapped around seasoned offal, including sweetbreads, hearts, lungs, or kidneys, and typically grilled.
That sounds...
very consists of chopped innards cooked on a griddle.
That sounds pretty delicious.
And it's got a real interesting flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So, in closing, what are your thoughts on cocktails, wine, and snack pairings?
Fourth one's the best. Prosecco and some sort of like... chip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. I think the whole list is kind of meh. Like, I don't think...
yeah.
I don't think they're true pairings.
I feel like an intern...
it feels like something
like
they, like, entered into an AI program and said, what pairs with what? And then they said, oh, cool.
An intern got pushed to do something.
I don't think, like I said, anything clashed.
No.
So...
nothing clashed, maybe, but I don't think anything was, like...
I guess I didn't try Doritos and Prosecco or something to see, like, what the... issues with mixing or cross-pollinating is, but
I'll try for you right now. You want to do it?
Yeah, go for it. Actually, I have a little bit of Dorito here.
Yeah, it's just not good. The buttery smoothness of like a classic Lay's chip or a Ruffles chip just goes right in with the Prosecco. You know what I mean?
Although I think the I saw a little bit of Pinot. I think that went well with the Dorito.
Dorito and a margarita, though, that'd be where it's at.
It's true.
Okay.
Well, thank Yildiz for coming on.
Thanks for having me. As I said, Justin didn't need me to explain Turkey and Turkish food.
Thank you for coming on to, like, honestly, Justin's life. You know what I mean? Like, it's awesome.
It's true.
You know?
I'm really enjoying it.
You're really enjoying it?
I mean, the being his life.
Yeah, it's true. That's good. I mean, that's a great way to put it. Like, what a simple, like...
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, thank you for being on. Let me propose something. You know how we said we're going to do things once a month?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we keep stringing that carrot along?
I'm gonna propose
once a day.
No, I'm gonna propose we do a podcast
twice a day.
We do an episode once every 5 years. Hear me out. Right now, we started this podcast with a little bit of guilt. I don't want to start Snackdown with guilt. All right, we're not doing that. Anytime we do Snackdown, we're gonna be, we're just gonna feel guilt free. We're gonna feel good about it. You know what I mean? Our next episode, whether it's a mini-sode, because let's be real, it might be just too much for a full episode.
It could be a venti, it could be a grande.
It's probably gonna be on the boat.
Oh yeah,
we're gonna be sailing, and it might not be with a Yeti mic or a special mic. It might just be with a phone, and we might be doing a Snackdown episode. You might just be hearing the breeze and the seagulls.
I was talking to Andy on the phone the other day, and I said one of the things I regret that we didn't do before Snackdown ended was we planned on doing a poolside snacks episode.
Uh-huh.
And we were going to record in a pool.
At my in-law's place. Yeah.
And we had it all lined up, and we didn't do that. Uh-huh. I wanted to swim up to the mic.
Yep.
Elbows on the edge.
Yeah.
Talking.
Yeah, it would have been cool.
Pruny feet.
We could do that at the YMCA. I don't think anyone would think that would be weird.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. If you have other chip and wine pairings that you think are better, let us know.
Can I propose a potential name
also
for the episode?
Sure.
Chips and Sips.
Nice. Chips Ahoy. That's actually
that's not brand, a bad idea. Chips, comma, ahoy, exclamation point.
Well, cool. It was great to do this again, even though it's been forever. And maybe we should do this once a month.
Dude, say the 5-year thing.
So
commit to five years.
And then people are excited when we do it again.
Yep.
That's the goal.
Yep. I can commit to once every 5 years.
Cool. We'll see you in our 40s.
Yeah. And for anyone that's learning English.
Hello. My name is Welcome Goodbye.
Hello, my name is Welcome Goodbye.
Those are just things that you need to learn. Oh. You.
Is it my turn?
Sure.
Whoops, I tripped over your dog. That's it.
Nice. All right. We will see you guys sometimes in the future. We don't know when.
5 years from now. All right. Later, all Gators. Right.
See you guys later.
Snack you later.
Thanks. Bye.
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 Give me all of my medicine. Doo-doo-doo-doo. It's time for my medicine.
The side effects are making me a little bit dizzy.
Weird.